I'm Maggie Seiler here at the ASTA National Annual Meeting, talking with Lowell today, who gave a speech at the opening ceremony. Could you tell us a little bit just about what you talked about and what you see in the future for the seed industry?
Well, I think it's the golden age of agriculture. I don't know how to call it, because we really are hitting our stride in agriculture, where we truly, we've always said that we were about feed and fiber and food and other things, but we really now have enough markets for so many opportunities in agriculture, not just to feed a hungry world, and we're finally feeding a hungry world with enough calories, but also giving them a variety of foods that we never could before. You know, if you want it organic, if you want it certified to the source, if you want it free range, if you want it gluten-free, and whatever the next buzzword's going to be in 5 years, we can provide that for us. And they provide great opportunities, and we're also in the ecological business and the fuel business in ways that we never dreamed possible, and it's just a fun time to be involved in the industry.
Isn't it always?
Oh, it is. It's always been that, and now the opportunities actually pay you money. Mm-hmm. So it's a great time. Agriculture has enjoyed in the last 5 years, both in Canada and the United States, and actually in Mexico and North America, the best 5 years ever in modern times. And the forecast is it's not going to slow down.
Yeah. You've had the opportunity to be around this industry for a few years and kind of watch it change. How do you stay forward thinking? How do you continue looking to the future and not get stuck in the patterns of what we do?
Well, I've always been an eclectic reader, in that I find that if I read outside my normal channel of things, then it'll cause me to maybe see a connection that I couldn't. And I try to encourage students and other people, because there's something in psychology called the paradox of falsity of authority, and it's the idea that if you have a mindset, everything you will do is reinforcing that mindset. And if you can get out of that mindset, then you start seeing connections that didn't before. So there's really nothing magic other than just being a weirdo.
You're in education. You spend some time around students. So what do you see for employers? How do they need to serve to get these kids that are coming out, that are forward-thinking, that are the people they're going to want in their companies?
Well, I would encourage them to do exactly what you're doing, to offer as many opportunities in terms of internships and opportunities for students to get their hands on, because I found this generation, your generation, to be highly intelligent, probably the best trained overall in all forms of media and access and information of any generation we've ever had. And you're hungry for opportunities, because we've kind of go, well, you'll get there. And it's important for people to put their hands on things and see how things are done. And my generation kind of, we dropped the ball on that. We called it vocational education, and we dropped the ball. And now we're seeing farm shops and food technology centers going back into high schools for that very reason. We need to let people see things. And so the best thing my generation can do is open up more opportunities for your generation to see the opportunities, because we've kind of kept blinders on you. But you're extremely well-trained, and you're just hungry to get out there and do things. And you have the broadest perspective of any generation we've ever had. You really see connections automatically that we never did. And part of it is you're socially connected, and in ways that we never were. You know, it was a little cluster of four or five friends in high school maybe, but you guys have tentacles out in lots of ways, and so you have a much broader view. So if we can get these opportunities in your mind, then you're going to blow the doors off of us.
Thanks so much for talking with me.
My pleasure. Good luck to you.